The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we will tackle the toxic world that we live in, including the toxins injected into children with vaccines. I've got Patty Finn scheduled later in the hour. Big case in New York City that's climbing the legal chart, so to speak, on the ability to exempt from mandatory vaccines and these flu shots in New York. So stick around for Patty Finn. But right now, we're joined by Anna Victoria Rogers. She's the author of a new book, Toxic World, Toxic People, The Essential Guide to Health, Happiness, Parenting, and Conscious Living, courtesy of my good buddy Liam Sheff, who connected us. Anna, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having me on. So excited.
Well, I'm thrilled about this book. This is everything I would have written and more, and you've done it on in regards to our toxicological stress that has really brought us into a state of many illnesses and ailments that are diagnosed by doctors in strange and scary names, but they always blame microbes instead of toxins.
Yeah, it's really gotten out of hand with the lack of real knowledge that people have with what's going on in the world with their health, because now that I've done all this research, it's very easy to pinpoint exactly where it's all coming from.
Mm. By the way, you're the mom of a two-year-old who's naps in the day, still young, and you're in England, so we're at a different time zone right now, so I don't mind hearing baby noises at all. Brings me back to my earlier daddy days. And, of course, probably a big motivation as to why you wrote the book, Toxic World, Toxic People.
Totally. I dedicated the book to her. And, yeah, it's not just for her, of course. It's for all the other children who have to, try and cope with this toxic world that we're in now.
Yeah, beautiful. Dedicated to your daughter and more. Now, a little bit about your backstory. It's off the air similar to mine, because I had to uncover and undo so much toxicological damage due to vaccines, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, bisphenol A, different plastifiers, xenoestrogens, you name it. I had to undo it, and the doctors never, ever once said, maybe the kid's toxic, maybe we need to detox his liver.
It's now that you know what did happen, it's crazy, isn't it? They've just got it all so wrong. And that was the same with me and with my sort of own personal story. My dad is a doctor, and, he's a very caring doctor, but he never knew that there was something really wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And from the age of about 13, if not earlier, but I was very suicidal, and that's not normal for a 13-year-old. And I also had no energy and just couldn't be like the other kids at school. And, the mental state that I had, I just knew something was very, very wrong. But I was also very fearful of telling people exactly how I felt. So I really kept it hidden inside. And it wasn't until a few years ago where I just, had come to the realization that I've got chronic fatigue, because I just wasn't getting any better. I was taking all these supplements that actually just weren't working for me. And I was trying to remember back what possibly could have started my problems off. And I remember going away on a holiday and playing with the kids, the motel, and their parents owned it. And for some strange reason, we saw this bucket of paint by, I think, the swimming pool. And we thought it would be fun to put that all over our body.
Oh, boy.
Because it was hot. Yeah, it was hot. And, you know, looking back, that's exactly what started my health problems off, because back then, and I'm 37 now, back then house paint still contained lead. So I'd put, you know, a whole bunch of lead-based paint all over my body. And, you know, I've studied a little bit with the skin, because I was a beauty therapist years ago. And the skin is like a sponge. So it absorbed quite a high dose of lead. And it's really interesting because, and I have never really told anyone this, but my hands and my arms are slightly too skinny for the rest of my body. So I'm wondering if the lead, because that's where I really applied it, was mainly there, has caused some kind of slight deformity to my hands and arms. But looking back, you know, the lead definitely has affected me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm healing a lot of it now, but I had obviously the tiredness problems. I broke four bones by the time I was about 26, which is not really normal. The average person may only break sort of one, and I've done four separately over those years. And I've also had very low lung capacity, and lead does affect the way the body uses oxygen.
Yes, so, indeed. And it's interesting, yeah. Anna, we covered a story last week about the issue of chemtrails, which are very controversial. But even if you don't perceive those chemtrails are real, the fact of the matter is aviation fuel contains lead as a lubricant like it used to do for auto fuel. And yeah. So we are being sprayed inadvertently just through normal exhaust from many of the airplanes flying overhead. So the lead exposure, whether it be from a paint exposure like you had, or airborne breathing in, is something that is chronic and happening to everyone. And then they say, oh, my gosh, look, it's a microbial outbreak. A new virus has come about, and completely ignore the toxicological assault on the immune system, on mineral content within the body, and, of course, the pro-inflammatory aspect of all heavy metals. So, again, your book is so valuable in this what you call toxic world and also our toxic people. And it transforms your life and transforms your future when you recognize it and start pulling the garbage out. You reset your future from one that may be inevitably filled with cancer diagnoses later to one where you have a vital ability to live beyond and despite the toxic world we're in.
And that's right. And it was interesting because obviously the toxins that I had, you know, ended up having in my body was a lot more than just the lead. You know, I don't want to say heavily vaccinated, because when I was young, we didn't really have that much that we have today, of course, but I did have quite a few flu shots, and I used to get these really strange rashes all over my body, and Dad would think it was quite unique because he's quite fascinated by the skin, but he never connected that, you know, the vaccines that he'd recently given me could have triggered that off.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find remarkable, I guess, about my own journey is just how mentally unwell that I was. And, you know, I wasn't just someone that was unhappy sometimes and felt good most of the time. I was really mentally unwell, I'd say 29 days out of every month, and it caused absolute chaos in my life because obviously my mind just wasn't functioning. So I would have arguments over nothing because it was as if, you know, the way my brain was behaving, everything about it was just off. You know, I became very paranoid and angry, and I never thought I'd get rid of that. And it's truly amazing now to know that, you know, that's happened quite slowly, and I've had to take some really incredible supplements to sort of sort it all out. But I've now become quite a balanced person. And I think for people listening out there that do suffer with, you know, mental problems, they may feel very trapped inside their own brains, because I certainly did. I felt like a monster at times. And,
right. You
know, you can really heal the brain as well. So even if you are told by your doctors, you know, you're going to be like this, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to take this medication for the rest of your life, I'm living proof that that's not true.
Yeah, beautiful. My dad was a pharmaceutical rep. My uncle, his brother, was a medical doctor. And so we have a lot of medicine in the family, which was part of the problem, ironically. And undoing that to do what I do today, it's the experience I had to have to be able to be, let's say, the canary in the coal mine. Didn't know I volunteered for that. But in this way, we can speak out, just as you've done in your new book, Toxic World, Toxic People, to warn others. As you said, even emotional, mental, what's called or perceived as psychiatric type illnesses, which are not evidence of a drug deficiency of a selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting medicine, but may indeed be the result of a toxicological burden, heavy metals, including mercury, as well as you mentioned lead, and deficiencies of key minerals, essential fatty acids and things, all the things that would protect us from the toxic world in which we are living. You've had to live it. You've overcome a lot of it. You have a child now. How has your dad responded as a medical doctor to your discoveries?
He doesn't ever, I can't have an open conversation with him. He just gets too upset. And it's really sad because, you know, I just think he has got such a great mind, but his training has just been very brainwashed. And I think if he actually knew the truth as to what the medicines he's given people over the years have done, and he certainly has quite a few HIV patients as well, and we all know just how toxic those drugs are, I think it would really kill him if he knew the truth. So in a way, I just think, well, you know, I've written my book. Mum and Dad now have a copy of it, and it's up to him to read through it. But a part of me thinks he just won't be able to deal with it, because he thinks that, you know, that he just doesn't want to believe that we may be right and he may be wrong.
Well, it's the doctor's dilemma, and there's a cognitive dissonance that keeps them going, because if they recognize the damage and danger they're basically unleashing on their patients, you know, I don't necessarily say doctors are evil. That's not my perception or perspective on this, but, you know, your dad, a good person trying to help, suddenly recognizes that all that he has been trained to do, most of which is unnecessary and may be, indeed be very harmful. It's a hard place to recognize that you've traveled a road that wasn't what you thought it was.
Yeah, and he's 67 now, I think. And, yeah, it'd be very difficult for anyone to get to that age and to just realize that what they have done, even though it was with the best intentions, it could have caused a lot of harm. And, you know, I think anyone would be able to kind of understand that and just think, well, that it's just hard for them to face up to it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we got to take a break here. Take care of that adorable little baby of yours. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about Toxic World, Toxic People, The Essential Guide to Health, Happiness, Parenting, and Conscious Living by Anna Victoria Rogers, a lovely, lovely woman who's done such great work here. I highly recommend it. We'll tell you how to get the book as well when we come back. It is a special Friday edition of the Robert Scadbell Show, basically healing the world by removing one toxin at a time. And you've got to read this book. We'll be right back.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10, 2014, gold opened at $1,261.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,307.17, $653.59 for a half ounce, or $326.79 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,307.17, $653.59, and $326.79.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The book is known as Toxic World, Toxic People, and it is an essential guide, if there ever was one, and as it's written, to health, happiness, parenting, and conscious living. And Anna, you go through not just physiological issues, but emotional and mental issues, and really practical tools and tips to get the lead out, so to speak, and more. And I highly recommend, this is a book everybody should have to be able to reference, especially for the folks, your family or friends that are not fully aware of what's really happening. Eventually they must become aware, but you'll have a nice tool to reference if you get this book. You can go to bookdepository.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And uncanny a lot of the history, but I think we're on a similar path here of awakening, undoing the damage. We had to be damaged in order for us to learn what is so important to teach others.
I so agree that's the power in, you know, awful times is learning that it was all meant to be.
Well, yes, and of course, because of this, you have, little Lola there who's benefiting, as my kids have benefited, from the knowledge we gained before we had them. But unfortunately, a lot of folks are waking up after they have children who are already toxicologically tested, so to speak. And whether the vaccines are the trigger or whether they're the straw that breaks the camel's back, we're seeing so many kids falling into a toxicological terror that the medical community is loath to acknowledge because it means they are culpable and liable, kind of like we talked about those who are doctors and don't want to see what has happened.
Yeah, and I realized, you know, as soon as my book had a pretty big feature in the UK's Sun newspaper, within 2 days, an organization called Sense About Science basically attacked my book, saying that chemicals don't harm people and that aluminium is not linked to Alzheimer's. And, you know, as soon as I saw that, I realized that I'm onto something, because when I checked and I did some research into Sense About Science,
right,
all of of their funding is from cancer societies, mm-hmm. from big pharma people and chemical societies. And, you know, it's a joke. They want to keep all this hidden because when enough people know, you know, there could be anarchy on the streets because, you know, cancer is not something that you catch. It's being, you know, given to us on a plate, so to speak, because the chemicals that are around us are just everywhere.
Right. Now, I used to travel to England when I was younger. I have family there. My wife, in fact, grew up there in Oxfordshire for many years. And, you know, there was a big scare some years ago about the what they call the mad cow disease, the human variant of the Creutzfeldt-Jakob. And my father-in-law, in fact, died of it here in the States. And that was a big push to understand how important, for instance, organic agricultural practices were to raising food that is fit to eat. Your book, of course, takes it much further than that. But in many ways, I think Great Britain was served weirdly by that devastating scenario. And I saw the conscious awareness of food quality grow very rapidly over the time of that. How has it been going recently? Has there been a more of a movement for organics there?
Yeah, I mean, where I live in East Sussex, we've got, you know, quite a few farms around, and they're not just organic, they're biodynamic, and mm-hmm. it's amazing seeing mm-hmm. how the animals get treated. But we've still got way too many people here that don't care about organics, and, you know, they're not healthy people, and it's still very much needed to be spreading this information, and we have a lot of dissemination in the press as well.
Right, right. Even though you have an ally supposedly in Prince Charles there, I think they've also ridiculed him when he speaks of good organic, clean type foods. And I believe that the royal family even consumes organic and even drinks raw milk.
Yeah, that's what I've read. And it makes sense because, you know, exactly as you say, Prince Charles is into homeopathy. You know, even the cattle on his duchy farms get treated with homeopathy. And, yeah, he's definitely into the best kind of food possible.
Lola, baby Lola wants mommy's attention. We're almost done here, Lola. We got a minute left, and I'm just so grateful that Liam connected us, and this book is out. We also are rebroadcast through UK Health Radio in your home country, and if you have a message for your fellow Brits as well, as far as getting clean and getting the book, let them have it right now.
I'd love to say, yeah, connect with me through my Facebook page, which is Miss EcoGlam, and I also have a website of the same name, and yeah, if anyone wants to ask any questions, just to, you know, leave it on my Facebook page. It'd be great.
Beautiful. Well, Anna, I'm sure this is the first of many appearances as we talk more about the toxicological threats to our health and liberty, even. And thank you for connecting. And we're going to be right back. We'll talk about another toxicological threat with Patty Finn about the forced mandates of vaccines in New York City and the court cases that might overturn them. Anna, thanks again for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right, stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I've been following a lot of the craziness up in my old state. I used to be there when I was a kid. It's called New York, New York City particularly. And it's really bizarre how that government seems to be able to override religious freedoms or exemptions to vaccination based on a quota system we've been following recently. To report on that in a specific case, a major case going on up there about religious freedom and the right to refuse vaccines, is Patricia Finn. Patty, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You have been a real maverick. We appreciate you all over the world to hear the stories of you standing up for folks and kids especially who do not wish to subject themselves or their parents don't wish to subject them to what I call medical experimentation via vaccination. And you've been at it as an outspoken, not only an attorney but an activist in so many ways, standing up for these rights. But how is it possible that New York or the city of New York and these schools are under some kind of quota system that could deny people a religious exemption?
Well, that quote in the system is very troubling in that if you are not one of the 1.2% of the top applicants, you're denied an exemption, and that's unconstitutional. But the entire vaccination exemption process in New York City is unbelievable. It's unlike anywhere else in the country. And prior to Mayor Bloomberg leaving, he slipped in that flu mandate. I guess you might have read about that.
Oh, yeah.
And under that mandate, all preschoolers going to school this fall have to have flu vaccines. So it really enraged a lot of parents, and it put the focus on this matter, and hence the information about the quota came out, and that's very troubling.
Yeah, it seems to me that would be a slam dunk case, even for a court system that is very much in favor of what I call the medical state. You know, the church is basically the religion of modern medicine. They always favor that perspective that kids need to have these shots. But still, when you look at a quota system for religious exemption or that violates religious freedom, it seems to me that as you climb up the ladder, and again, there's an announcement I want you to make about the case that you kind of folded a few together here, that you would be very confident that a court would say, no, you can't put quotas on religious exemptions.
Well, you know, it's interesting what's going on in the court system. There's not a lot of litigation actually tackling this. And, you know, some of the cases that I've had have had mixed results. This case has extraordinary momentum. This one is called Phillips versus the City of New York, and it's a consolidation of a lot of different claims, but it involves primarily a little girl named Mary Check in Staten Island. The thing that's interesting about this litigation is the number of people that are contributing. It's really the first time that lawyers all over the country have joined, and we haven't really had an opportunity to do this. As for the courts, you know, their hands are tied by this decision in Jacobson. Jacobson has dogged us since the day we started, and that's a decision from 100 years ago where the Supreme Court said a state can exercise police power over these little kids and require them to vaccinate. And that's not really true. It's absolutely not true at all. And I think this time we have a very good chance here in New York for two reasons. One, what the city is doing is so incredibly illegal, unconstitutional, and immoral that the courts have no choice but to hear this. So I think this one is it. I think this is going to be the big one.
So you believe they're misreading the Jacobson decision from 100 years ago in terms of their police power to force vaccination? How is that possible? They're misreading it. What do you say to them to say, no, you don't get it?
Well, you know, I too was at first a little confused about Jacobson, and my goal was to knock out Jacobson, you know, but as the law has developed, it's become very clear that Jacobson is really not the problem. It's the way it's being interpreted by these other courts. Because when you look at Jacobson, Jacobson actually puts restraints on states. It puts restraints on the city of New York. And it calls upon the court to actually review mandates that are unreasonable, like this flu mandate that's going into effect in September. So if you really carefully read Jacobson, it actually states our case, and I've expressed that to this court. What's happened, these courts have kind of hid behind Jacobson and said, oh, we can't touch it. You know, it's just too well established. The Vaccine Act, you know, under Brisovitz, the court said that was real and it was good and it's legal. And that all may be true. But Brisovitz, as you know, Brisovitz versus Wyatt, the Supreme Court case, that dealt with the Vaccine Act and the legality of that act. The question that we've brought is, it's a civil rights question. You know, even if Brisovitz says the Vaccine Act is legal. What about an individual's right to refuse an injection that could kill them?
Right.
And,
right.
And nobody's really looked at that. And it's screaming now here in New York City anyway. And we're doing a really good job, I think.
Well, and you said that this has been folded into a larger case, plus you have other attorneys participating locally or from all over the country helping with this particular case.
All over the country, but primarily in New York, we've gathered a group of attorneys, and there's even a benefactor in New Jersey, a very generous man, that has actually funded most of this, because up till now it was, you know, a handful of angry mothers trying to fight pharma.
Right.
It wasn't working very well. I mean, it was working because it was power of the people. But it was a long road. And now we've got juice. You know, now we've got funding. We've got talent. And it's starting to crumble. And that's what we wanted. So I'm very, very happy about that.
This is super. Does this person want to remain anonymous? I'd love to give him a hug and say thank you because of the good support for this.
Well, you might know who he is. I'm not at liberty to name him, but he's a tremendous man. He barely knew me or the work I was doing, but he knew we were fighting a good fight, and he stepped in a very critical moment. So he's wonderful. Everybody's wonderful. Even, you know, Natural News and your show, I can't even tell you the boost that's given us, because we can't get a fair shake in mainstream media.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes we've been portrayed as, you know, kind of quacky or, you know, those hippie moms.
Yes, we've seen the coverage. I know.
And stuff like that. And you know what? We may be hippie moms, but that doesn't mean we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more than that. You know, we're warrior moms, we're lawyers, we're professionals, and we're, you know, we're moms trying to protect our kids. And, you know, that's unstoppable.
Yes. Yeah. We're talking with Patty Finn. She's doing great work up there in New York City, New York State. And there's a couple of websites I want you to know about, and we have them linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. SupportMarysRights.com. SupportMarysRights.com. And for Patty Finn, the attorney, her website, Patricia Finn, F-I-N-N, attorney, PatriciaFinnAttorney.com. And check it out if you need help up there. But maybe you want to give support to this effort, because it may be the one that puts it over the edge, puts these government agencies back in their place, that they cannot violate the rights of families and children in this way. And they've gotten away with it for too long because people have not stood up to these bullies. And Patty, you have been standing up to them for a long time, you know, to some degree with great ridicule coming back at you from the mainstream media, as we've covered before. And this case, the way it's folding and rising up, it just, from what I understand, this case just got, what do we say, dismissed? Outright dismissed? I mean, this would seem to be a bad thing, but you think it's a good thing. Explain that.
Well, you know, the law is kind of funny, and litigation is very tricky. You know, sometimes when things look really bad, there are actually opportunities to move forward. And, you know, some of the problems we've experienced in the past litigating turned out to be opportunities that we had never considered. The relief we seek here is in the appeal. It really does have to go up to the court for maybe a review of Jacobson and to have a decision that actually comes down on our side. What happened here was the judge dismissed the case and basically said Jacobson ties his hands, that at the district court level, you know, he's kind of bound by precedent. And, you know, I think he's partly right, we are appealing. So, yes, there's a tremendous opportunity, and the higher it gets, the better the relief. But, we, you know, we're still arguing in the district court, and this judge, you know, he's a brilliant jurist. He's well aware of our arguments and the needs here, and, you know, he believes his hands are tied. So I guess we have to untie his hands now and demonstrate this court can make a decision.
So your perception indeed is that he's recognize he can do nothing more on this case, that it needs to go to a higher court to get a deeper review, perhaps, of Jacobson or other things here. But were you able to get the principle out in this initial phase of a quota being a complete violation of religious protections, freedoms, First Amendment, or how have you framed it on a local or state level?
Well, that's interesting because we re-argued yesterday and I introduced the quota information. I did not have any reliable evidence regarding a quota until about a month ago.
Right.
And the judge dismissed the case before I had a chance to introduce it. So we did introduce yesterday the quota information, and then we asked the judge, look, you know, this wasn't available when you dismissed the case. Now that you have this quota, amongst other very damaging evidence that was not available, we want the judge to give us a rehearing. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
Sure.
I think the judge can definitely do something on a local level here or in a district level, but we still need to go on appeal. The thing that's great here is that we're doing it,
and we're
pounding away. And litigation's funny. You know, you make two steps forward and then you lose
step
a
back,
step.
Right. Patty, stand by. We've got to take a break here. We're going to what happens next? Patty Finn's making history here with this case, I believe, and I'm grateful for her. Maybe you want to support it or participate. We'll let you know how when we come back right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Do you have the right to refuse medical experimentation, even if the bulk of the mainstream thought is it's not an experiment? But, of course, we do know vaccines are, and they're very dangerous, and they could result in the death of your child. Must you allow the state to force your children to be participating in this, or can you say no? In New York City, they apparently believe you can't say no based on a quota system. We've been following this case when we first found out about it. We've talked to Patty Finn before. She's on, and she's doing some great work here. With some other folks getting together. Maybe you want to participate as well. The websites are listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please plug in, read more about it. Supportmarysrights.com. That's referencing Little Mary Check. And, of course, patriciafinattorney.com. So, Patty, where does this go from here? How long will it be, months or years, before you get to a higher court? Could this go up to the Supreme Court? Is that too much to speculate?
Well, I mean, I hope it goes to the Supreme Court, and I do believe the issue is ripe. It's time that the court took a look at Jacobson, and we've certainly stimulated enough decisions to generate a review by the Supreme Court. So, yes, I think it will. I mean, the Supreme Court gets 10,000 applications for certiorari, and they only grant about 100. But I think, you know, the power of the people, that if we continue to clamor and we continue to raise awareness, you know, the court is sensitive to that, and they may review it. But even before that, you know, on our way up here, no, it is not going to take years. I mean, it could take years to get to the Supreme Court, but the relief that we seek, we have some problems here coming up in September with this flu mandate. So if we don't get some immediate temporary relief now, you know, there's thousands of children in New York City that are going to be exposed to these very dangerous and experimental flu vaccines. Mm-hmm. So I have to answer that question. Yes, we're going to get the relief, and we're going to get it right away.
Well, yeah, so, at least some kind of, I don't know how would they say, a stay, a restraining order? How would you describe if you're protected to say, you can't force us because this is still being decided, so in the meantime, we can't implement this mandate. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it is. And we've already been denied a couple of stays. We've asked for two already, and that's been denied. But, you know, we're going to ask again. and we're going to go to another court, and we're not going away. That's the bottom line. You open this by saying, do individuals have a right to refuse? And of course they do. This is the United States of America. We don't experiment on children. And it's just outrageous. And I don't care what the cases say. I don't care what any of it says. I know as an American that you can't make me do it. And that's the bottom line. And I will get the court to agree.
Yeah, of course, that's the theoretical America rooted in principle. The practical America is experimenting on children via these mandates. So we know what you're battling here is quite extraordinary. And to overcome it is going to be is so very important. Although I haven't had a lot of faith within the court system, but you are operating within it, and with enough support, perhaps you can get them to do the right thing.
I know, and I know how you feel. And, you know, there are times, too, that I was more frustrated in the past than I am now. I actually am really excited, and I feel very empowered. And now I know that the difficult things that had happened in the past were required in order to get us to where we are. I actually have great faith in the government and great faith in the court system, and I think it's up to the people to get together and to stick it out. And we are. And your news radio is so important. The social media, the moms, everybody getting together. If it wasn't for that, we would have a problem. But no, I am very confident that we will get the relief we need in this court because we are not going away.
Yeah. Well, super moms, warrior moms, canna moms, you're all out there participating with us in this message through Natural News, naturalnewsradio.com, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Patricia Finn is doing extraordinary work, and I know we'll stay in touch as this evolves, and please don't hesitate to reach out to me if there's breaking news because we want to cover it right away.
Oh, you know, you're just wonderful. Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. I appreciate you covering the story and getting the word out. Thank you.
Well, thank you for everybody for being here. Tell your friends about this. Replay it through Natural News Radio, iTunes, GCN, our syndicator. Thank you to you, Patty, and all the moms out there standing up. Thank you to the secret supporter of this as well. Maybe one day we can say it overtly. Thank you to everybody helping. In the meantime, we've got one message left as we head to the weekend here. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.